I vividly remember seeing the first television appearance of my next guest. It was on Saturday Night at the Mill back in February 1978. And I couldn't believe my ears or my eyes. The sounds she made were extraordinary. She was an original, a rarity in the pop world where so many performers look and sound much the same. There have been imitators since, but there's only one.
Tell me about the process of writing songs. How does it happen?
It's very often from other people. I mean, people are just so full of poetry. They say it all the time, you know, and you can really draw from people's minds. For me, they're probably the most fascinating source of stimulation.
You're your own producer, I think, aren't you? You produce it all yourself, the whole thing?
Yes, I've only just managed to get there, though. I mean, this album is the first one that I'm producing, and it's incredible.
Do you like your own voice?
No, I don't. And I think this is a problem that an awful lot of artists have. They can't actually enjoy what they do, or their voice, or whatever it is, to the fullest, because they are themselves. It's very painful for me to listen to my voice sometimes, as it is for other people who don't like it. But it's something that you have to try and accept that you have limitations, and that's what you go for.
Yes, but I think it's so marvellous that we have in this country produced another original performer, one of the most unusual singers I've ever heard, and I certainly, unlike you, I enjoy your voice very much indeed.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.